Okay, we're getting today the Malach of Tochein. The Rambam writes in Perichas Halacha Tesvav, HaTochein Kigurgeres Chayiv, V'chol HaShochei Tavlin V'Samanim V'Machteshes Reza Tochein V'Chayiv. So if you crush spices in a crushing utensil, that's the Malach of the Raisa. HaMechatech Yerek Tolosh, if you chop a already detached vegetable, Reza told us Tochein, that's the Tolada. If you chip off the wood shavings, or you do the equivalent on matakas, that's also a violation of tochein. What is the common theme of tochein, or what is definitional to the malacha? So Rama writes in Perek Zayin Malacha, hey, this is where the Rambam gives examples of avos and toldos. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, HaTolada Hi Amlacha Doma La'av Ve'elu Avos, Ketzad, HaMechatech HaSeyerek Ma'at Ma'at Levashlo Hareza Chayev Shizu Malacha Toldos Tchina. If you chop a vegetable in tiny pieces, Levashlo, I'll have to come back to that Lashon of Levash on the Rambam, that's the Malacha Derei, so that's the Tolada of Tchina. Shatochein Lokeach Guf Echad U'Mechalko L'Gufim Harbei. The nature of tochein is such that you take one entity, one object, and you split it into smaller pieces. So if the av is taking some amanim and crushing them, that's taking one piece and making it into multiple pieces through crushing, then chopping a vegetable into fine pieces also is a tolad of tochein. It's the same, a variation, the same theme. It's the same result of taking guf echad and dividing it to gufim harbe. That's what the Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos as well. Kisisas hachelak agadol vasiyaso chalakim tanim. Chopping up or crushing a large section and making it into smaller sections. So that example of the Talad of Tochein of Mechaseh Esayerek, that's the Gemara on Ayin Dalit on the base. And that's the most practical application of Tochein that we have. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, Haiman Deparin Silka, Chayev Mishum Tochein. If you are Parim a beat, that's the Malacha Deraisa of Tochein. What does Parim mean? So Ben Chananel writes, Perish ke'ein kesisha v'lo ke'ein chisach. That the action of Parim is a kind of crushing or chopping, not of cutting. According to Ben Chananel, Rav Papa is talking about crushing a beet or chopping a beet, but not cutting a beet. Crushing, not cutting. But most Rishonim don't understand the way. Most Rishonim understand we're talking about cutting. Look at Rashi, for example. Rashi writes, Parim Silka, Parim not Paris. Mechasko hadik, you're cutting it finely. According to Rashi, we're talking about chitof, we're talking about cutting. If you cut a beet, you're chayim mishum tochein. Take a look at the Rashi here. Simon Hay. Rush course of Chananel, and then he says, "Amash Shapirish Rashi, the Parim Silka Shemachasef Yirako Stach Dak, Perish Tamuahu, Darvishu Ochel Umachasef Hasav Dak Dak in Shayek Beitchina." If you have a food item and you're cutting that into small pieces, in Shayek Beitchina, that shouldn't be subject to Tochein. If you're chopping a food item You're cutting the food item rather to small pieces. Why? So look at the Korin Asano, Os Yod. Ein Shayef Betchina. Yatorolo Nitna Shir Lecho Chasichos Kitanos. Yatorolo Nasna Shir Lecho Chasichos Kitanos. The Torah doesn't give a shear for eating small pieces. What that sounds like is that cutting a vegetable to small pieces is derech achila. That's the normal way of eating something. So just like no one would say that you're not allowed to chew your food on Shabbos, because that's derech achila, that's the normal way of eating. So cutting a vegetable in advance of eating is also derech achila. So perish tamuahu davar shu ochel mechasek chosav dakdak in shayach peitchina. How is it shayach to have a melacha if you're just cutting a food item, cutting a vegetable in advance of eating it? That's the normal way of eating. So that seems to be the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, that parim silk has nothing to do with cutting. Cutting would be hetzer gamur, it's only crushing, that would say melacha of tochin, it's only kesisha, but not chasicha. And on some level, as we'll see, everyone would have to agree to the principle, meaning in the extreme, no one says that you're not allowed to chew your food, no one says that's tochin. So everyone agrees that there's a achila or derech component, the derech achila component. The question is, where do you draw the line? And the Rebbeinu Chananel draws it at one extreme, and the Rush, that as the Achronim characterize the position of the Rush, ein tchina ba'ochlin or ein tchina b'peiros, that it's not shayach to have tchina by food, because that's the nature of the eating process, and cutting something in advance is not a violation of tochei. Now, strictly speaking, the Rush is talking about mechasek chosav dak. What about kosesh? Does ein tchina ba'ochlin mean it's not shayach tochein by food at all? We just mean that mechasek chosav dak is ein shayach b'tchina. But there will be some form of real authentic tochein, like kesisha tochein, even if you're chopping food. So we'll come back to that. So ein tchina ba'ochlin likely just means, or may just mean, that ein chasichas ochlin mishon tchina, but there still would be tchina applications even in ochlin if that's not the derech achila. Okay, back to the daf. Back to Ayin days. Tosis writes from the daf. Haiman deparin silka. Daf kav silka shayich tchina. Aval shar ochlin shari. So Tosis presumably understands like Rashi that we're talking about cutting, talking about chitach, but the iser of a papa is limited to beets and not to other foods. The iser being chosech, a foodstuff, a food item, is limited to silka and not anything beyond that. Why should that be? What's unique about silka, or how specific is silka according to Tosfos? The Ritva quotes the Ri as follows. The Ritva here, Divrei Maskil Haiman de Paris, Perish Ri, Dafka Baha She'eno Ochel Kamos Shuchai. That when does chasichas, yurakos, or peiros apply? That's an issue when it comes to a food that is not edible raw. So silka would be an example of something that's not typically eaten raw. So there, cutting it up is a violation of tochein. About the past, the chayotzebo, as opposed to pas, which is edible in its current state, so then there's no problem of cutting it even to fine pieces. Now, the Ritva is not saying, well, we'll see in some Rishonim, that ein tchina el or ein tochen el gedulei karka, and that's why pas would be mutter, that's not gedulei karka. He's saying it's a function of whether it's edible in its current state. So if something's edible in its current state, then there's no problem of tochein. If it needs further preparation, if it's eino ofok mot shuchai, that's where chopping it is going to be a problem. Similarly, in the Chidushei Aran, the Shitul Aran, same thing with Rasko, quotes from the Ra'ah, Davka silka shehu mechusar hechsher acher, the hainu vishal. So beets are unique in that there's an important component in the preparation process that's still lacking. It's not edible until you cook it, and that's where there's a tochen problem. Lafuke pas the chodaber right lachil of lomuchusar hechsher acher the mutter, as opposed to pas or anything else that's edible as is, where there's no problem cutting it into smaller pieces, the uchla de ifris. Because that's uchla de ifris. If you have something that's edible the way it is, so you're cutting ochel mitoch ochel, you're not really doing anything of substance in preparing it. There's no tikkun ochel here. That's uchla de ifris. So it sounds like the malacha of tochein is a problem of tikkun ochel, of preparing something, moving it to an edible state where it's not edible now. Just like by borer, if we take the tikkun ochel approach, you're enhancing the food by removing the psoles, you're qualitatively changing its status. So here too, if you have something that is not edible now you're cutting it in a way that's going to facilitate the next step of cooking it, then that's a tikkun ochel as opposed to derech achila. If it's fully edible in its current state, then you're not doing anything of significance in cutting it. So you could say that without the uchla de ifriz formulation, or you could just say that it's if it's currently edible, then there's no tikkun ochel going on. You're not doing anything of significance, as opposed to if you need further tikkun, that's tikkun ochel, that's a malacha. But the Ra has this formulation of uchla de ifriz, which may be a little bit different, that you know, just like a skita l'socha kedera is, or in a situation in which you're not substantively affecting the change in what you're doing, that's considered ochel mitoch ochel, ochel de ifris, so you're just cutting food that's edible in the script. So that, I'm not sure how different that is than tikkun ochel, it's just another way of expressing the idea of tikkun ochel. The Kesef Mishnah quotes something similar from the Ramach here in Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. Kaf Ramach, Havalei Lefarish Davka Yerek She'enu Nechal Chai, Aval Yerek HaNechal Chai Kigon Shum Chayotzi Bo Mutu Lechasko Kamo Apas. So the Ramach wonders why the Rambam didn't make the same distinction that we have at least within those Rishonim that explain this, the Das Bali Tosos, right? Tosos is Sosin. Tosos just says only Silka. And the Chidushei Aran B'Shem Ra'a and the Rizva B'Shem Ari have this explanation that there's a difference between if it's Nechal Kamo Shulchai or not. The Rambam does have the language of Levashlo, which sounds like it may be along those lines, that it's only a Malacha if you're doing it to then the Mevi Lidei Bishol, which is kind of what the Ra'a says, according to Ran. But the Ramah says he should have said more. He should have had that distinction between Yerek Sheinu Nechal Chai as opposed to Yerek HaNechal Chai. Why? Ki Hei Gdilo Tipshile Yom HaKippurim Shemutur B'Knivas Yerek. He thinks that's the answer to the Knivas Yerek problem. That, as we've noted many times already at this point, the Rambam, in the beginning of Shvisa Sasor, when he has a din of Knivas Yerek, Mutar l'kainav is a yerav b'yom kippurim in a mincha l'mala. And the Rambam says, kinuv is yasir sa'olim ha'mu pashos, v'yikaze sashar, v'yitakino so, l'achila. So the Magen Mishnah we already saw understands that in the Rambam there were two tiers of Boer. There's Psoles Gomor, and there's relative Psoles. So Boer the rice is only by Psoles Gomor. Knibas Yarek is Olim that are Mupashim and Necham Al Yidei Chak, which is only the Rabbanon, and therefore B'makom Agvas Nefesh An Yom Kippur Ramach that the Rabbanon. But the Ramach did not understand that, and the Ramach says something else. Nira. Shalowi tiruzeh ki imbi yirakos shemutu la'ofam chayos. The heter knibas yarek is only by vegetables that are edible raw. Aval yirakos atzrichos bishol kemen da knibas sur min haTorah kidarminan haiman dekana silka chayim shem tochein asu lasos b'yom kippur. Shalowi tiru malacha gemur b'yom kippur me agvas nefesh v'chadavar shasar v'shabes asu b'yom kippurim. So we understood that the Hetrek Nibes Yarek is that the potential problem is a token problem, and we're only Matrek Nibes Yarek by something edible raw where there's no token involved in cutting off leaves. But if it's something that is not edible raw that requires Bishol, that would be a Malacha Deraisa. So the Ramak is convinced that that's the actual pshat in Knivas Yarek, and he's bothered why the Rambam didn't say so. But he thinks that that distinction between Nechok HaMashuchai and not Nechok HaMashuchai is going to explain the din of Knivas Yarek. So again, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam does say Kedei Levashlo, which may not be far off, or maybe close enough that the heter of or the iser of the chose chayerek dak is only if it's in preparation for bishul, so that may be close enough. But the Ramach didn't understand the Rambam that way, and the Ramach asked us a question: why we didn't distinguish upright or forthright between nafach moshechai and nafach?
Right. Does this mahalach of the Ramach deal with the bor issue by kinyas yerek?
No, he thinks it's a token issue, not a bor issue.
I mean, what's just the case, according to him?
The case is that you're cutting leaves.
It's considered one species. Like,
right, it's not a borer problem, but you're cutting leaves into smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. So if not for the fact that it's edible raw, that would be a problem of being chosech dak dak.
But it's just a deep you have in the Ramach. He doesn't quote the Ramach here. He's talking about Ketel Vashlo.
Who doesn't?
Ramach and
his he doesn't. That's correct. And there are
it's
two.
It's interesting. Isn't that
like a?
Isn't that?
That's,
it seems to be a strong
kasha
on the Rambam. It's interesting. He doesn't quote that.
Right, and the Ketzav Mishnah does quotes this Ramach on that halacha of Zayin Hay of Kedei Levashlo. There is a Girsa issue in Perikav Aleph. In Perikav Aleph, the Rambam also writes halacha Yudches. Told us tochein v'chayiv. I think someone isn't goris out there. The Girsa issue there in Kafal Yuches is whether you're Gores She'ein Tchina B'Peiros. Is it She'ein Tchina El B'Peiros or Ein Tchina B'Peiros? And Maharishi is not sure whether either of those fits here, really. Yeah, but the Ramach must have understood that Kdei Levashlo is not the same as Yarek She'enu Ne'achal Chai as opposed to Ne'achal Chai. I'm not sure how you...
isn't it also an issue with Bishol? I mean, it's not a pleasure to say that there's no issue with Bishol. If it's Ne'achal Kmo Shul Chai, we possibly not. There's an issue with Bishol. I mean, so it's a related issue, I guess.
There's an issue of Bishol...
Even though something is Ne'achal Kmo Shul Chai.
Right.
We possibly just not have Bishol.
So. Here we're talking about Tofen.
So, yes, I mean, the point is that it could be the same thing for Tofen as well, to their own bone.
But if it ain't an Ne'achal Chai, that means it's only Ne'achal Yidei Bishol. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is that so different than Kdei Levashlo? Okay. Tosos on Kufi Dalet Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Alek Nivas Yarek Tosos writes V'hada Amar Paraklal Gadol Haiman Dekana Silka Chayiv Shtayim Sorry, next line. So what's the heter of Knivas Yarek? Isn't that a blocha the rice of Tochein? That the case of Chiyuv, the case of Parah and Silka, is where you're making very thin slices. And here we're talking about bigger slices where there's no problem of tochein, and that's only the issue of knivas yarek, whatever the blach of knivas yarek is, or whatever the drabban of knivas yarek is. So the Rosh Yosef points out, the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadin's Peirush Alashas, that Rabbi Eider is Messiah in here, that you see, unless you want to end up with the Steer and Tosasim, you see, you're working with the assumption that the general principle is that Tosas and the same Masechta have the same authorship and you shouldn't find Stiros between Tosas and the same Masechta. So, presumably, put the two together, you have to say that when Tosas says Dafka Basilka, it's still La Dafka. Now, Tosas is still presumably working with a broader chilek, that Silka is an example of a category, but not something absolutely unique. Either like the Ritva, etc. Because otherwise, the answer is no, the Gemara and Aydal talk about Silka, and Knivas Yarek is any other vegetable. The fact that Tosas doesn't say that indicates that Silka is broader than Silka. Silka is an example of a category. So whether that distinction is based on Ne'achal Chai versus not Ne'achal Chai, or something along those lines, there is a broader category than just Silka that Tosas would have to identify as being Bechlau, this Isser of Trina. And then Tosas comes down to the distinction that, yeah, you're Chayim Mishem Tochen if it's Dak, if it's very thin. But if it's more than Dak, that's not a Tochen problem. And that's where Knivas Yarek comes in. Uh, And the Tosa Rosh here on Ayin Dalid says Dafka Silka Shekein Darka Bekach. Aval Bashar Ochlim Shari. So it could be Darka Bekach is along those lines, that something where this is the normal way of preparing it as some kind of a tikkun ochel before the next step of eating it, as opposed to other ochlin. You know, that's not like the rush in Psakim, where the rush has a problem with Rashi and Paschim is essentially Ben Chananel. So the rush is not saying that. The rush is the same as Arthosis, but it just goes into the line of Shekein Darka Bekach, which probably is somewhere along the lines of what we explained in the other Shonim, that Silka is reflective of a broader category of, again, distinction between Nefek Moshe Chai or not, at least as some of the Rishonim say. Okay. And again, the Rambam has Kedei Levashlo, so you have to figure out if Kedei Levashlo is significantly different than that distinction of Nefek Moshe Chai or not. Yeah?
I was reading a Karp on Shas, and he explains the Tosa Rosh that he means Darko Bekach, that's Darko Tchina. And therefore, this Tosa Rosh is the same as just the Rosh. That's all. He explains the Tosa Rosh.
Yeah, I saw that. But that.
It's pretty spot on the Tosa Rosh.
Yeah. Right. I saw that. I think. I don't think it's a problem to say that the Tosa Rosh is a variation of the theme of the Tosa Lefanenu, but that's not the. That doesn't have to do with the rush. Right, I did see that. Okay. So the Igle Tal is bothered by the following. This is in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, beginning in Os Dalet. So there's a Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes in Tshuva. We'll see the Tshuva's Rashba Bela Alter soon. The Yerushalmi says, Hadei Neshachik Tuma Kat Shachik B'maduchte Mishum Toche. If you have garlic and you grind it in a maduchta, in a kli hamiyuchet lekach, you're chayim mishum toche. So this is how I was bothered. That's something that's typically not called kamof shuchai. So according to this distinction that we've shown him, that there is no problem of tochein b'davar hanachok moshuchai, then how does Yerushalmi say that shachik tumba is chayim mishum tochein? The Igle Tal says, and we were kind of working this assumption till now, but he spells it out, or at least he threw this out, in Yud Zayin Oshes, that all these distinctions we're making about Tchina V'Ochlin, or Ein Tchina V'Ochlin, and the distinction between Nachok Moshuchai, not Nachok Moshuchai, that's all relevant to Mechasech Dak Dak. Mechasech Dak Dak is the Talada of Tochein, but it's a step removed from the standard pool of Tochein. When it comes to the standard pool of Tochein, to mamish, pulverize something, or to crush something, so that would apply across the board, even if it's Eino Nechal Kamo Shuchai, or whatever the, even if something is sorry, currently edible without any further tikkun. So the real tochein, the authentic tochein of mechasesh, would still apply. All the distinctions we're making here are only within the realm of mechaseh dak dak. So mechaseh dak dak, which is a step removed, it has the commonality with tochen in that you're taking a larger object and dividing it into smaller pieces, but it's not the pu'ula samalacha of tochen. It's not the standard pu'ula samalacha tochen. So there you could have these distinctions that it doesn't apply across the board. But for tochen mamish, that would apply. That would apply to everything. Okay. So again, so far we have the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh in Pesachim that the whole sugya of Parim Silk is only relevant to actual Kitush. But as far as Chasicha, there's no restriction even on cutting vegetables into the finest pieces possible, because it sounds like that's enough of a Derech Achila. Then you have the Bali Tosos and the Chachmei Svarim that follow, quoting them at least, and the Rambam, that there's a middle ground. There is an Isser being Chosef Dak Dak for certain things. The Gemara's example is Silka. Silka presumably is more expansive, but reflective of some category like Nachal Kamo Shukai, or not Nachal Kamo Shukai. That's where the Malacha Daraisa of chopping applies. And then, or cutting into small pieces. And then you have the Urayim, quoted in Agos Maimonides, Perikuf Aleph Os Ayin, Perikuf Aleph Os Ayin, that, no, silka is gladafka, and that's just an example of any vegetable or any fruit. That the Isser of Tochein in cutting, finally, applies to any fruit or to any vegetable. They quote this from the Rashbam, and they quote this from the Urayim. And then you have to understand that in light of the Tosas that we just saw in Kuf Yudalid, that there's a distinction between dak dak and somewhat less than dak dak. That if you're cutting it into chasichos dakas ma'od, that's malacha d'oraisa. If it's less than chasichos dakas ma'od, that might be heter gomer, that might not be tochen at all. But they quote the Urayim as saying that the shear of dakas, how dak is dak, or how dak is dak dak, is, he writes, lo yadati levara. That is not so clear where you draw the line, what's considered dak dak. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is so same that this then applies, it sounds like, across the board. Shinkaf al is sifu beis. Hamechasech yerek dak dak chayim shem tochen. So any vegetable, dak dak, is chayiv mishum tochen. Says the Mishnah Brura, sif katan lamiches, mechase chayerek talosh imidisasa mashmid afilu biyurakos, shirai lochem chayim gankes frilu, diyesh tchina bochlin, that there's tochen in this tzir of mechasech dak dak by any type of vegetable without qualification. Says the Be'er Halacha, here di ramaska hamechasech, Rashi, Tosos, Rambam, akol zel inyin chiyuv, aval inyin iser, yesh lizar ma'od bezeh, tekvar kosev, sefer yureyim, deshir dakusa lo no dalanu, v'chem ashbez yosef, tehisrech linyin heter ishladunda, sheyaz, some kind of salad, sheyaz hachasichos gedolos b'mitzas, v'gam yasamach l'suda. So, in principle, if it's not dak dak, it should be heter gomer. But because we don't really know what dak dak is, you have to be careful to have chasichas gedolos of nixas. And he throws in, you should also do a samach l'suda. At least you should do la'alter in case la'alter works, as we'll discuss. The way Rabbi Iyer writes it in English, which I think is a standard formulation, is that you should cut them into larger pieces than they are cut into under normal circumstances. That's Rabbi Iyer's English from the 1970s. And I think that's usually what we assume, that we don't know exactly what dak dak is, so you should err on the side of caution, and you should cut them into larger pieces than you normally would. Okay. And what about that la'alter? So la'alter is based on Shuvas HaRashba. And Shuvas HaRashba is really coming to address the same issue in the sugya Parim Silka that all the other Rishonim address. He just takes it in a different direction. I mean, the question of why is Parim Silka Usur? Why isn't that just an extension of the Derech Achilus? That's in essence what all the Rishonim are addressing, is why is being Choseich Dak Dak a problem of Tochen? Why isn't that just the normal way of eating? So what the Rashba says, the Shuvas HaRashba Chela Dalu Simon Ayin Hey, is Mistabra the Had of Paris Silka Dafka B'Mechasech Dak Dak Kidei L'Ochel L'Machar. The whole Isser of Dak Dak is only for later use. So Afilu Bo B'Yom L'Achar Shah Lefi Shadarko Shel Silka L'Achasko Dak Dak Bishe or Be'era Bishula. So the norm is to cut a dak dak in advance of cooking it. The kol shadarko v'kachu manicha l'achar shah chayiv. Aval ochlo miyad mutter. Shelo asur al adam l'ochlo ma'acholo chasichos gedol sagdal. There's no restriction on how you eat your food. You can eat your food in big pieces, you can eat your food in small pieces. So that's kind of what we saw in the Korban Nisanel in the Rush. So the Rush and the Rebbeinu Chananel, by implication, because they're bothered by this, we don't restrict how you chew your food or how you eat your food or cut your food. So they understood that the din of Parim Silka is limited to actual kasisha and not to chasicha. The Rashi is bothered by the same problem, but he says, yeah, there's no restriction on dak dak if you're going to eat it la'alter, because that's the derech of achila, and the Torah doesn't come to restrict how we eat things. If you're going to eat it later, so that's where you have a malacha of mechaseich dak dak. And he says, just like that's true by Borer, that there's a heter, or carve-out of altar, it's because that's considered to be derech achila, not derech preira. But by Tolkien also, this is derech achila and not derech chila. So says the Rashba, chela dalet simen ayin hei. They still say, quotes the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef says he doesn't think anyone argues. It's interesting, he doesn't think anyone argues. He doesn't actually quote him Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's Al-Pashit because no one argues. Chazanish says no one agrees. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Beis Yosef thinks no one argues. There's a Me'iri. The Me'iri on the Knivas Yarek Sog Yakufi Dalet on the Beis. The Me'iri says Knivas Yarek Yeshu Tmoa. Very Amru, the Kasha Dosis, Kasha, the Radach. Haiman de Paris Silka Chai Mishim Tochein. Ve'achotra Malacha Mishim Panim. So how can you be magic? Nevis Argon Kibbers and the Malacha the Rice of Tochein. Bishlam Apirach Rimonim Upitsias and Gozim. Ho Vidarach Achilasam the Shaitan, the Kach. I heard the last of Kibbishabas Asmos or Kahila. So to squeeze out and goes in Rimonim, where that's Derech Achila for immediate use, that's Mutter on Shabbos, the Torah Achila. The Kol Shehutter B'Shabbos, Asma Torah Achila, L'Shaita, Raya Latir V'Yom Kippurim, Min Amin Chol Amal. So whatever Mutter on Shabbos for immediate use, or Mutter Yom Kippur, Min Amin Chol Amal. She'ein Ze'ele K'chose Chesakikar, L'Chasichos Ketanas. So the Me'iri, the way he sets it up, assumes that on Shabbos, that which is Derech Achila to cut something up immediately before Achila's mutter, and that much we definitely should be matir on Yom Kippur, even min chol amal. Meaning, we extend the definition of la'alter, or the window of la'alter, on Yom Kippur to begin min chol amal. On Shabbos, we'd only have the la'alter window much more immediate. And Yom Kippur will allow for a la'alter window min chol amal. But you see in the Me'iri this acknowledgement of a la'alter component when it comes to Tochen. The Gon is Mitzayin. A Gemara in Kufnin Hayim and Aleph. Take a look at the Bir Agra here. Kamosha Kasa Kufnin Hay Ein Beraskin. Hashem Gemara Mishum De Mitrach Beuchla Ha'ilav Hachi Mutter. So what is that talking about? Kufnin Hay Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, Eim Raskin, Lois Ashachas, Lois Acharuvin, Lufdei Behema, Bein Daka, Bein Gasa. So you can't chop up grass that's animal fodder or Charuvin in front of a Behema on Shabbos. The Gemara says, why not? The problem of Tircha. I'm going to raise a question, Mitrach Buchl or not. So Rav Avadia points out that's presumably what the Gaon is getting at here. The Gemara only raises the issue of Tircha in the context of Ein Beraskin with Nei Behema, but doesn't raise the issue of Toche. Why not? Presumably because it's L'alter. You're cutting up the fodder for the animal for immediate use. Mechaskin L'alter. So the only concern raised over here is one of Tircha, not one of Toche. So apparently there's no problem of Toche if you're doing it L'alter. All right, so Rav Avadia points out, page Reishnun Tes Chelo Dalid, that's probably what the Gog is getting at in the Mitzayim, this Mishnah, and the Gemara's line about Tircha. So the Rama quotes this Rashba as Halacha Psuka, the Rama in the end of Sif Yubeis. Al-im l'ochlo v'kol zelo ma'iri al v'chol sichem aniyach. Al-im l'ochlo miyad akol shari midadavei abor l'achol miyad nishari. So the Rama quotes the Rashba as Halacha Psuka, that there's a heter of the altar when it comes to Toche. Magen Avraham, Sivkatan Tesvav, is mefakbek on this. Magen Avraham writes, we have quoted this Magen Avraham previously for a different reason. Magen Avraham writes, and this is where the Magen Avraham is a shear of the altar. So he says, Bishilta Giborim if Fakbeg al Hetrazah. The Gam Rabbi Yosef Kosik Lizar Lato Chasichos Gedolos Ksas. Abab Vidina Seinu, Nogu Lato Katsno, Dak Dak Ma'od, Vyesh Lalam Vishis Moku. People were Mako to cut the radishes, Dak Dak Ma'od, La Alter. He says they have what to rely on, even though they're not excited by it. Abab Padim, Asalasas, I see the basic nest as to be in Samuk Lusuda Mamish, as we have quoted previously. For the Boer context. So what does Shilte Giborim, excuse me, that the Magen Avraham is Mitzayin? Shilte Giborim, Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph, the Daf Arif. Again, back to Knivas Yarek, and then we're getting more mileage out of this Knivas Yarek Gemara than anything else so far. So the Shilta Giborim Os Gimel. Quotes the Rashba. To me, honey, love. The cave and the iser who mishum tochein mali tochein lebo bayom ol alter ol machar the chikala malach of kul and chari lasosim and the tzarich losim malach ol alter. That was the gemara's kasha einai gimel the borer sugya, right? The chimoto lachos lebo bayom the alter shiveni bebreira sheitira livros ayin dalasar If you do Breira Lalter, that's not called Breira. The Ode, Shechachamim Asman Pirshu Dina Boer Ba, Aval Hachashem Pirshu the Chasichat Yerek Dak Dak, Havitokhein, Velo Chilku, Minayin Lanu Lachali Misvara, Veladamas Mashalo Damu, Haim. Right? So you can't be Madam and Milso when it comes to Malachos. Boer, Mela Chazal told you that there's a Hedger Lalter. But no one says that when it comes to Tokhein, so who gives you the right to suddenly come up with the fact that there's a heter la'alter for Tochein as well? That's the Shulta Givorim, expresses skepticism about the Rashba, and the Magen Avraham quotes the Shulta Givorim skepticism. Aruch HaShulchan Sivtas is Makel in principle, even though he says that the better to do is Makel in principle that that we rely on the Ramah more wholeheartedly, that there's a heter of Alter, but the Mishabrura in Sakata Memhe echoes the skepticism of the Shulta Gibarim. Yesh mefak bekem al hetzer zeh, v'gam beziyos in kosev she'af mishem mekayvin lechom biyad gam ki nisar lato chasichos gedolos ksas, v'mitam zeh kosev kamach ronim gam ken dinakal esnai kama shekosev beziyos eif. Mikol mokom, hanogim lato chavitzolim esnum dak in lunchos biyadon, yesh lehem al mishi smochu, akol panim asa lasa yisiv beis gneses, that's basically the Magen Avraham. But if you're going to do it an hour or two before, okay, and then he writes in Ber Alacha, Midi Davi Aborer, Luch Ora Halo Bid Borer Loi Tiruki in Biyad, Halo Bakli, Dias Kashid Borer Bakol Gavni, Im Kain, if Borer is a model, Hayolana lesser binyanin, kishimachasev bakli, kiyem mefar biyat. So why isn't that the case? We call the reposka master di minyanin, a field kishimachasev a sakin shari. But tankas bin agadim, the kamo good borer, derech achilu, kishabor biyado, lechel alter, hachanayim binyanin, derech achilu, a field kishimachasev a sakin, lechel alter, the derech achilu, a sakin. And lo, kishem b'chasek b'kli b'chedes, then that's a problem of uvdin d'chol. So fundamentally, tchina ayidei sakin is the same thing as bor b'yad. Because the reason that bor l'altres b'yad is because that's a derech achila. When it comes to tochen, the derech achila is b'sakin. So there's no, it doesn't have to be, not everything is doing the bor, it doesn't have to be b'yad, because the standard of Adarach Achila is by Tochein is different than the standard when it comes to Boer. The Chazadish is much more skeptical about the Rashba than the Magen Avraham. He thinks that all the Rishonim argue in the Rashba by omission. No one quotes the Rashba, so they all argue. Chazadish and Simon and Zion. And he thinks that even the Matir La'alter, even the Rashba, who's Matir La'alter, he's only Matir Chasichos Da'akdak. He's only Matir cutting, but he's not Matir actual Tochein Mamish, actual crushing. The Heter La'alter is only for Chasicha.
It makes sense. I mean, it's Derech Achilas. As far as I know, it's not Derech Achila to like crush something and grind it all the way and then put it in
the mouth. Maybe depends on the food. So he says, based on those two assumptions, number one, that we don't assume like the Rashba, and even the Rashba only intended his kula for Chasichas Dak Dak and not for Tochei Mamish. And the Chazanish thinks that Risuk, that crushing, is Tochei Mamish. So you're not allowed, according to the Chazon Ish, to crush a banana to give to a baby, even the altar. So he thinks that risuk is tochein mamish. That's worse than being mechasev, unless you do it aydei shinui. So we'll talk about next time the parameters of shinui in the context of tochei. So that's the Chazon Ish's double chumrah. He thinks that we don't accept l'alter on any level. Even if you accept l'alter would only help for chasicha, and wouldn't help for tchina. It wouldn't help for risuk. So let's address the two points of the Chazon Ish separately. Point number one, he thinks that we don't assimilate the Rashba. Everyone argues on the Rashba. So Rav Avadia is very defensive of the Beis Yosef, who writes that no one argues on the Rashba. And he says you shouldn't create a machlokas. So I, Rav Avadia says, the Chazon Ish writes, Trumas Hadeshen doesn't quote the Rashba. What's the Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen that we'll talk about next time in Siman Nun Vav, that if someone can't chew properly, so you want to cut something up to allow the person to digest that which you can't chew. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen talks about, Ein Tchina Shelo Begdule Karka, which we'll talk about next time. So it says the Chazon Ish, why doesn't Trumas Hadeshen say it's l'alter? You have to come on to Ein Tchina Shelo Begdule Karka, say it's l'alter. You're cutting it for immediate use. Ella what? Apparently Trumas Hadeshen argues on the Rashba, otherwise you should have quoted him. The Rav Avadia says, he quotes the Shach and Tzadfo Kohen, that the Trumas Hadeshen didn't have a Rashba. Of course, the Shach and Tzadfo Kohen say, Trumas Hadeshen never saw the Rashba, never saw the Ramban, never saw the Ram. So that's only half of an argument, meaning, so that explains that the Trumas Hadeshen didn't quote the Rashba. It doesn't explain why the Trumas Hadeshen didn't say, Midaita Dinafshe, like the Rashba, but okay. So Rav Avadia thinks that the Chazon Ish is incorrect on that count. And Rav Moshe thinks in Os Beis and his Tzuvos Rabbi Eider that the Chazon Ish himself is a Das Yachid against the Minog to be Meiko. He says it's against the Minog of the Magad Avraham. Now, I know how true that is, because the Magad Avraham wasn't so fond of the Minog that he was reporting on either. The Magad Avraham says, you don't have to be Mocha. But he wasn't so excited about it. Ramosha thinks that the common practice, it sounds like Ramosha thinks the common practice always was to be Mako on L'alter. He says, still, Val Nefesh should be Machmir, not to be Choseich Dak Dak. Jim Mishabrua says that you shouldn't be Choseich Dak Dak even L'alter. Ramosha says, in Sarah Godol, the Iker didn't like the Ramah, that in principle, push up to shove, in principle, it would be motivated to be chosek dak dak, even dak dak, l'alt. Okay. Now, as far as the second point, you'll forgive me, I have to stop here because I have a meeting now. So, Mirz Hashem, next time we'll finish up on the question of mesh bananas. We'll talk about ein tchina el bidule kark, we'll talk about tchina akar tchina, and we'll talk about shinoi. My intention is to, after Tochein, to give one or maybe two shiurim on Uvdin D'chol, because that comes up in both Tochein, Lash, and Dash, and probably as good a time as any to talk about Uvdin D'chol, and then we'll break for a Bechina. So I'm anticipating breaking, you know, having this week, and looks like it's already Wednesday, right? So I'm anticipating finishing up next week, and then giving the week after that for Tachara with the Bechina at the beginning of Chanukah. Okay, and then if you could also figure out when you want to have our Chanukah lunch on Chanukah, we just have to reserve that date so we have food by the end of next week.